for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
Pat Brown recently purchased a hot tub from Hot Tub Heaven to soothe her achy back. The sales representative, Terry Block, made several verbal representations to Pat prior to her signing the sales contract.
All right, Pat, I've got just the model for your busted back of yours. It's called the Little Piece of Heaven. It's got all the bells and whistles you could ever want, including a stereo system you can plug your iPod into, a beverage cooler, mood lighting, numerous hydro jets, and seats for 8 tushies.
Oh, 8 seats? That sounds delightful. My sore back could certainly use some of those hydrojets. The only problem is that I'm on workers' compensation and not sure if I'll be able to afford such a fancy hot tub. Do you have a cheaper model?
Nah, don't worry. I'll give you a deal you can surely afford. I just need a $2,000 down payment and a monthly payment of $1,000 for 18 months. In a year and a half, she'll be paid off. And rest assured, this model meets all the safety guidelines. And my team is fully equipped to install the unit.
Well, when you put it like that, how can I say no? I'll take it. When can you deliver my new baby?
We'll have this hot tub delivered and fully installed for you on February 16th.
Pat signed the contract and paid Terry a down payment of $2,000 by check. A copy of the agreement was never given to Pat. In fact, Pat trusted Terry so much that she didn't read the contract at all. The Little Piece of Heaven hot tub was delivered and installed as scheduled. Pat called her insurance company to let them know about the new addition.
You must be very excited about your new hot tub, Miss Brown. I just have a few questions for you about the hot tub and its installation. First, was the hot tub installed by a licensed electrician?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, surely you can tell me if it's been approved by Canadian Standards Association.
Yikes, I'm not too sure about that either. I'll have to get back to you.
Oh, I hate to break it to you, Pat, but if you can't confirm that your hot tub was installed by a licensed electrician and that it is CSA certified, we'll have to cancel your home insurance.
Gosh, I'll call you back with that information as soon as I can.
Pat called Hot Tub Heaven and the sales staff advised her that the hot tubs were manufactured in the U.S. and did not have CSA approval. The salesperson also informed Pat that the installers were Hot Tub Heaven employees, but that they were not licensed electricians. To make matters worse, Pat is struggling to make her monthly $1,000 payments, given her limited workers' compensation benefits.
Well, now what am I going to do?
It appears that Pat is in a bit of a pickle. However, if we take a closer look at the situation, Pat may have some legal options.
I better call the local legal information hotline.
Hello, this is Legal Information Hotline. How may I help you today?
Hi there. Well, I've gotten myself into a bit of a situation. I bought this fancy pants hot tub thinking it was all up to snuff, and the company installed it when they said they would. But it turns out that my insurance company won't keep my home insured unless the hot tub was installed by licensed electricians and is CSA approved. When I called the hot tub company, they said their installers didn't have their darn licenses and that the hot tub was not CSA approved. To boot, I can't really even afford the hot tub on my workers' compensation payments. What on earth do I do?
Well, let me give you a little bit of legal information. There's this law called the Consumer Protection Act 2002, and it prohibits businesses from carrying out unfair practices. From what you've told me, it sounds like your hot tub salesperson may have made misleading or deceptive representation when she told you that the hot tub met all safety standards. As the hot tub doesn't seem to be approved in Canada, and the installers weren't licensed electricians.
Oh, golly.
There's more. The Consumer Protection Act also forbids businesses from making unconscionable representations. The fact that the salesperson sold you such an expensive model with the knowledge that you have limited finances and only needed a basic model may constitute an unconscionable representation. It's just an inkling I have, but I would have to know more about the facts to be sure.
Well, that sounds great and all, but what do I do about it?
Don't worry. You've got options. If you want to relinquish the hot tub, you can send a letter to the seller that rescinds the contract. That means you're voiding the contract. And request that Hot Tub Heaven remove the hot tub. This cancellation has to be done within 1 year of receiving the copy of the signed contract. If you'd like to keep the hot tub, you can still write the seller a letter, but instead demand that they cover the expenses of hiring a licensed electrician to upgrade the hot tub to CSA standards.
And what if they ignore my letters?
If they're not willing to budge, you can report the seller to the Ministry of Consumer Services at 1-800-889-9768. The ministry will open a file and investigate the case. If necessary, the ministry offers mediation to assist in resolving the issue and sometimes will even prosecute repeat offenders. Your other option is to pursue an action through small claims court. However, before going down this path, you must consider the amount of time it takes to complete an action, the cost for filing and representation, and whether the cost that you can claim would make it worthwhile. Most importantly, you have to file your claim at small claims court within 2 years of the insurance company refusing to insure you.
Wow, that's a lot of information. I had no idea there were all these options. I'm going to mull over it for a bit and get back to you, but thanks for your help.
Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School, Sarnia Lambden, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is accurate as of March 2013 and is not legal advice.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to Law.